First, though, family members, politicians, historians, and civil rights advocates are paying tribute to Colin Powell, an American military and political leader who passed away Monday at age 84. Powell had an extraordinary resume dating all the way back to his work in the Reserve Officers Training Corps while he was in college. At that time, Powell attained the ROTC's highest rank, and he continued to advance his military career from there. Powell served in combat during the Vietnam War and became a four-star general in the U.S. Army. During the presidency of Ronald Reagan, Powell became America's first black national security advisor. Under President George H.W. Bush, Powell became the first African-American chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, the country's highest-ranking military officer. And in the administration of President George W. Bush, Powell became America's first black Secretary of State. In a statement on Monday, former President Bush called Powell a great public servant, saying he was such a favorite of U.S. leaders that he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom twice. One regret Powell said he had came after a speech he gave at the United Nations in 2003. In his address, Secretary Powell warned that the nation of Iraq was hiding biological weapons, something inspectors never found afterward during the U.S.-led war with the Middle Eastern country. Powell called the speech a blot on his record. He worked as a speaker, an author, and an advisor at a venture capital firm after serving in the federal government. Powell's family says he died from complications from COVID-19, though he had been fully vaccinated against the disease.